Elise Stefanik, our Republican congresswoman, is establishing somewhat of a political rivalry with first-term Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of Queens. They're both young, rising stars in their respective parties. They both live in New York. Stefanik attacks Ocasio-Cortez by name often on social media and in speeches. So when Ocasio-Cortez was one of the Democrats President Trump lashed out against on Twitter, telling them to go back to their countries, even though they're Americans, the question for us here in the North Country became, what would Stefanik say? She did respond in a complex way. We break it down on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by the Ausable River Association, protecting wild brook trout and the cold water streams on which they depend. Learn more at ausableriver.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, July 16th. First up, the state's education commissioner, Mary Ellen Ilya, abruptly resigned on Monday, taking members of the State Board of Regents by surprise. She says she'll take a new job at the end of August at an unnamed national firm. Karen DeWitt has the details.
Ilya says she wanted to wait until all of the regents were gathered at the monthly board meeting in Albany so that she could tell everyone at once that she plans to leave the job in 6 weeks. She'll join an as yet unnamed national firm that helps struggling public schools.
It plays to the things that I have most experience in and the work that I want to continue doing.
Ilya, who became commissioner in 2015, is credited with smoothing over hard feelings over the implementation of the Common Core learning standards and related standardized testing and teacher evaluations. She says there were no tensions between herself and the Regents members that led to her exit. No word yet on when a new commissioner will be chosen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
President Trump is once again sparking a fierce backlash, this time by attacking four Democratic lawmakers, all women of color, all Americans, urging them repeatedly to leave the United States. The controversy is echoing here in the North Country, where our Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik has weighed in. Stefanik criticized the president, but she also sharply criticized the Democratic lawmakers. Brian Mann joins Martha Foley to break it all down, starting with Stefanik's rivalry with Ocasio-Cortez.
Elise Stefanik was the youngest woman ever elected to Congress back in 2014. But last year, that title was taken by Ocasio-Cortez. She's emerged as a rising star in the Democratic Party. And in the months since, Stefanik has really made a point of repeatedly challenging Ocasio-Cortez, scolding her across party lines, doing it publicly, urging her to do better. That's a quote. In one of her most partisan speeches earlier this month, Stefanik again offered herself as kind of the anti-Ocasio-Cortez.
And for those of you in this room, I'm pretty much the opposite of AOC, and I am proud of it.
So for these two women, these two lawmakers from right here in New York, there's definitely a bit of a political standoff.
So now the president fires off these tweets where he suggests that Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and three other Democratic lawmakers, they're all women of color. They're not true Americans. They should go home to their native countries. But in fact, of course, three of them were born here in the U.S., including Ocasio-Cortez. But the president has really doubled down on this message.
If you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
So that was the president yesterday. Brian, a lot of commentators, including some independent conservatives, are describing these attacks flat out as racist.
That's right. Racist and also just factually untrue. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Once again, during this speech, President Trump flatly lied about his political opponents. He claimed repeatedly that Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota claimed that she praised Al-Qaeda, the terror group. This has been fact-checked repeatedly. It's simply not true, but President Trump has just felt comfortable making attacks like this that are not so.
So our Congresswoman Elise Stefanik also tweeted about this yesterday. What did she say?
Well, I should say first, Martha, that before this tweet, North Country Public Radio did reach out to the Congresswoman asking for a comment about all this. We got no direct reply, but later she did tweet about Trump. She called his statements inappropriate, denigrating, and wrong. It is unacceptable, she wrote, to tell legal U.S. citizens to go back to their home country. But again, to be clear, for three of these four women, this is their home country. They were born here. And the fourth, Congresswoman Omar, she moved here at the age of 10.
Well, let's go back to that word. Elise Stefanik stopped short of calling the president's tweets racist, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And this really follows a pattern, Martha, that we've seen repeatedly from Republican lawmakers who are clearly troubled by Trump's actions and his words, but they also don't want to distance themselves from him too far. He's very popular with Republican voters here in the North Country and around the U.S., and conservatives who bucked the president have paid a big price politically. So again and again, we've seen Stefanik issuing these carefully calibrated critiques of Trump, disagreeing with him, but never backing away from her strong endorsement of him and his presidency.
So Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, she also reacted to the president's attacks yesterday. Let's hear what she had to say.
I am not surprised at what he's doing, but I also know that we're focused on making it better because we don't leave the things that we love. And when we love this country, what that means is that we propose the solutions to fix it. We love all people in this country, and that's why we believe healthcare is a human right. We love all children in this country, and because we do, that's why we fight for education for all children through college.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez there speaking yesterday. I understand, Brian, that in the same tweet, where Elise Stefanik criticized the president, she also once again attacked Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's right. In this moment, she echoed some of the very specific talking points that conservatives across the U.S. have been using to defend President Trump and to kind of refocus the debate. She described Ocasio-Cortez and these other three Democratic lawmakers as being part of, and this is the quote, being part of a far-left socialist squad. So here again, Stefanik is trying to strike this difficult balance, you know, distancing herself just a bit from this very volatile, controversial president, but using the same short tweet to blast these women whose policies she does clearly disagree with. And I say, Martha, this is a difficult balance because Stefanik has offered herself as someone more moderate, more bipartisan and independent, someone who can bring more women and diversity into the Republican Party. But in moments like this, President Trump makes all of that very difficult.
That's Brian Mann speaking with Martha Foley. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Abstracker. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.